Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. What comes after memorization? Because like, is memorization just the whole point? Like, I mean, what benefit is it to just memorize a bunch of stuff?
Right, right.
You know, how does that benefit us as people? I mean, obviously God's word. And we did talk about this in episode one.
Sure.
And how we have to have that foundation. But I'm thinking beyond God's word, thinking about, you know, like historical dates and multiplication tables. And I mean, all the other random things that we memorize. What then? Like what comes after that?
Right. I think actually a really good kind of metaphor, not metaphor, but like an image for this is actually God's word. Because there are people in this world who know way more about the Bible than I do, right? They have more of it memorized, but if they're not applying it, they're not doing it, what good does that amazing weapon that they have in their brain do for them, right? Yeah. If you had the whole Bible and you never use it, what good is it? So memorization on its own, there is actually psychosomatic benefits, you know, in terms of like keeping your brain fresh for long periods of time, like in old age and that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into that, that there is benefit just to memorizing.
Right.
But that's not why we do it. We do it because we're going to then use it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so really what happens after that, what ought to happen is once you memorize stuff, you want to then talk about that stuff. Mm-hmm. How does it relate together? You know, where, you know, how does this relate to that? If you're trying to be a mechanic in an auto, you know, an auto mechanic, and you're like, hey, you know, give me the doohickey. You can say that about a wrench, but it's not very precise, right? Your precision of language is not very good. And a torque wrench is very different than, you know, a crescent wrench. I mean, and they do very different things. And so you need to understand what the application is and what, you know, how to use them.
Right.
These kinds of conversations have to take place. Yes, you do need to know what they're called first though. Right? You need to do that. But then you need to start not only talking about it, but then using those things and practicing with those things. Mm-hmm. And so kind of, you know, what I typically say about this is that you want to have conversations about the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And when it comes to God's word, I'm going to be reading God's word. That's related to the things I've memorized, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Like you had talked about Galatians earlier.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And so then I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to say, you know, how does this relate back, you know, specifically to Christ? How does it relate to these things that we've memorized, you know, and how does it memorize these other passages we've memorized? So I'm going to talk about all those things to bring together all that information rightly, right? So that's that comprehension or understanding, otherwise known as a dialectic phase.
Right.
Once you have knowledge and understanding, then I want to use it, right? Not only do I want to persuade others of it,
right?
Of the rightness of God's word, but I want to be to apply it rightly, right? There's a whole lot of people in this world that have a lot of understanding and a lot of knowledge that aren't using it rightly,
right?
And so for that reason, I would recommend that someone mentor those older students. We don't stop just because kids get older,
right?
Just because a high schooler reaches high school does not mean that like now they're all doing their own, you know, learning. Yeah, a lot of this stuff can be self-driven, which is very nice, right? But they still need the mentor. They still need you. Mm-hmm. And to some degree, you know, me as a 43-year-old man, I still sometimes need my dad, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like there's still the mentorship that takes place there. Maybe it's not as often, right? But it's still there. And my dad is still alive. So I have that benefit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So. That's awesome. So let's wrap it all up.
Sure.
Just pull all of this together. And what are your final thoughts?
So, I actually have a verse here that I wrote down, and that is Proverbs 1:7. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." And you know, memorization, I am a big fan. I love memorization, not only because of, you know, I love learning about how to do it and doing it better and helping other people to do it. And I have a tremendous amount of fun doing that.
Yeah.
And I see the benefits. But at the end of the day, the heart of the person, you know, towards God and specifically towards Christ is really what we really ought to be, you know, that's the most important, right? So even though I would advocate memorization, it actually isn't the foundation.
Right.
The fear of the Lord is the foundation.
Amen.
Interestingly, we can't change people's hearts.
Yeah.
God can. Okay. So just because you have your child memorize the whole Bible doesn't mean that they are going to choose Christ.
Right.
It doesn't mean that. Yeah. I would hope so. Right. You're definitely making it easier for them to choose Christ. You know, you're giving the context that God has, he says, you know, teach your children and all this kind of stuff. And so you got the right context. But the foundation of a person as in their character and their spirit is the fear of the Lord. Amen. And so, that's, I guess, just kind of like a good good clincher to that is just to remember that even though memorization is highly, highly effective,
right?
It is not the answer. Jesus is the answer.
Yeah.
But I will say, Psalm 119:11 says this, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Okay. So this side where it's, you know, it has to be God that ultimately, you know, works in a person, but there's also this side where, you know what, I'm going to give you every tool you possibly can to fight sin.
Yeah.
And if you don't know God's commands, it's hard to follow them. You know what I'm saying? So let's learn them.
Yeah.
And so, there's kind of two sides to that conversation as well.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.